Before your college-bound kids head off to school, they need to sign some important legal documents. And this is because they become legal adults once they reach the age of 18. And while they may live in your home and you still provide some support for them both financially and emotionally, you no longer have the right to interact with others on their behalf. Your parental agency over them disappears once they reach age 18. And you no longer have access to their medical and financial records, and you can no longer make decisions about those things on their behalf. You can't reach out to their doctor to talk about the cold that they have, or reach out to their bank and ask what happened to the money that I just deposited in their account. And while this is good in many ways, they're growing up and they're becoming adults, there may be times when they can't make decisions for themselves, and they need others, you, to step in and handle those situations. With that understanding, here are five legal documents that every college student needs to sign before they head off to school. Number one is power of attorney. Power of attorney gives someone the legal authority to act on your behalf and make decisions for you. And this is very useful for parents when they want to help their kids manage their bank accounts, talk with the rental office, help assist with disputes with third parties, and even talk to college representatives. The second document is the healthcare power of attorney or healthcare proxy. And this legal document designates a person or people to step in and make medical decisions on behalf of someone who is incapacitated. It will allow that designated person to interact with medical professionals, understand the diagnosis, and again, make decisions for that incapacitated person. The thing is, we never know when an accident or medical emergency is going to happen, and that goes doubly so for those who are going to be involved in college athletics, as injuries occur regularly in sports. So choose someone or a couple people, make sure you have a backup, and make sure the people that you choose feel comfortable with this decision to name them as the healthcare proxy. The third document that all college students need to sign is the living will. This is a legal document where your student can designate if they want certain life-saving or life-prolonging procedures to be done or not done. This includes the use of ventilators, dialysis, tube feeding, and other end-of-life care. The fourth document that they need is the HIPAA release, aka HIPAA waiver, or HIPAA consent. Now, HIPAA is a federal law that prevents medical professionals from sharing medical records with third parties. A HIPAA release authorizes your college students' medical professionals to give designated people access to their medical records. HIPAA allows parents to have conversations and get the medical info from their students and their kids' doctors. And the last document is the FERPA consent. FERPA is another federal law, and it applies to the privacy of student records. When your child or student is under the age of 18, you have access as the parent to their educational records. But when they turn age 18, those rights transfer to that student. They're considered eligible students. The FERPA consent forms allow your student to designate certain people, like you, the parents, to have access to their records. And this legal document is useful in the situations where parents need to talk to or get information from a college's financial aid office, student housing, or the registrar. So I named the five documents that all college-bound students need to sign before they leave home for school. And in getting these documents together, I recommend that you reach out to an attorney who can assist you with the proper execution and customization of these documents for you and your family situation. And while you as a parent can't legally force your child to sign these documents and give you these rights, I think it's important to have a discussion on why these documents are important and what they will do in case emergencies happen. Hopefully these documents will never be needed, but it's better to have them in place and not need them than need them and not have them in place. So get these documents done and make sure before the school year starts, you're set to go.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC. Content in this material is for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.